Blog Talk Radio.
I gotta tell what I see.
Welcome. You just tuned into the
D-Hour
Show.
-10.
And it is the biggie. It's your boy Journey Gray. I want you to settle in and experience some hip hop.
I'm tap dancing on the beat, Savion, Sammy Davis, man, cabbage packed in the Cadillac, smoking haze again, John Blazing, ghostwriting, striking lightning, call me Thor, control the flow, I'm Poseidon, when I'm writing to the score of my life, through the strife, found the Lord in the mic without a hype, man. Found freedom out, chasing the adrenaline, hoping I could spit again, one more song, open mics, I was killing them, now you feel the power, the present is the gift and the time is the hour, seducing seconds as they beckon for the second coming, I'm no messiah but there's fire when I'm strumming, vocal cords when I'm humming, lightning bullets in the hundreds, in Chicago in the summer, from some youngins in the Hummer, I'm BB King with Adidas on, I'm complex, I'm Stephen King with the beat is on in context, you can consider to me a killer in this trilogy, Slate, bring the realest on the show so you can feel it, we are a tribe leading new school scenarios, so listen close as we come you through your stereo,
this is Journey Brave and you are now tuned in to the D-Hour Show.
What's Yes. Indie up Saturday. We in this piece. Yeah, so how are you doing, cousin? How you feeling?
You know what? I'm glad you're starting off with a nice little giggle. That always makes you come home. All right, yes. Keep the chuckles coming. I've been okay. Yes. I've been okay. You know what? The other day I was walking my friend's dog. And, you know, you come across some older people and you don't know them from Adam, but they come up and they start talking and talking to you. And it was just one of those nice, refreshing experiences to be able to have somebody just kind of chat your ear off a little bit. You know, just acknowledge you as a person.
Right.
Make you feel okay. Even though she brought some bad news, but, you know, because, you know, the old people come with the tea, or should I say, seasoned people, yes.
Okay.
How was your week?
Yes, cousin. I mean, I can't complain, but on the same token, you know. I don't know. I'm a little drained, a little wore out, but on the same token, it's like a recovery week, too, because, like, you know, I have been singing a lot those last few months, so, like, it's like I could stay at the crib, let my voice chill a little bit, you know what I'm saying, look ugly, do stuff that I like to do, but, you know, you still got to work, too, so it's just kind of like you never really start working.
That's good. You can turn up and you know how to turn down, so at least you have that
balance. You got to turn down. Yeah, you got to turn down. Like, you can't be turned up. Like, I don't know how we did it when we was young. We would kick it from the time the club opened to that sucker closed, like walking out with the sunlight. You know what I'm saying? And get up and go to work. You know what I'm saying? Be at work in 2 hours, like, oh, man, I ain't going to get no sleep. And then we didn't do it again the next night. Like, I don't know how we did all that craziness. But let me try that now.
I can still do it. I'm going to tell you now,
no.
I can still do it for a few days, but by the end of the third day, my body's like, nope,
what are we doing?
I didn't sign
like,
up
we need
this.
A nap. Right, like, hold on. Like, we need to lay down, okay? Like, I have to get my recovery on, because if I don't, and not only that, you know, you need downtime if you are an artist anyway, because you need time to create, you know what I'm saying, time to practice, like, you know, like, that's what I'm saying, that's why it's never truly, you never truly get a break, it's always something you could be thinking about or working on in at home life, you know what I'm saying, that's a whole different world, so, you know, Anyways, enough about me. I guess I have some stuff I needed to say. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't get the chance to say it. So, yeah. Anyways, cuzzo, we gonna move along. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to spin a record, play a track, whatever you want to call it, in this the 2014
year of
the Lord.
You know,
I'm going
to need you to just own spinning a record. If that's what you want to say, man, say it. Today is the day.
I know. I've never been one of those people that follow what everybody else doing. I live in my own world. I create my own visions of life. So I can't, just because somebody else is saying it, so it don't make what I'm saying incorrect. You know what I'm saying? You better get with it. You know, like, that's all.
You know,
you're
right. I'm saying. When you get ready to transition from that term, you'll transition. Just go ahead and let's spin a record.
And spin a record. Yeah, I'm just going to spin a record. We're going to play some Caesar Live Soul, Chasing After You. Here we go. Okay.
Winter, she never fell in love. That Gucci Fendi Prada, she never fucked with scrubs. Natural born hustler, fit me like a glove. Nobody fucking with her when the time is done. Type to work and go get it. I said, go ahead, baby, go get it. Buy that cash and you know I'm with it. Don't want love, just for good sex. Gave her heart to the romance, cause them lames, they don't stand a chance. Got the world up in her hands, settling down and in her plans. Nah, don't understand you, but they wanna land you there. They can't keep up with you like I keep up with you. You got that passion, that drive, and that's why I can't wait for the day that I make you mine. If you ever love somebody, you better let them know. And if they catch your heart, then you never let them go. Everybody needs somebody, cause life without nobody ain't easy. If you ever love somebody, you better let them know. And if they catch your heart, then you never let them go. Everybody needs somebody, cause life without nobody ain't easy. Got me chasing after your love, got me racing after your love. Got me chasing after your love. Got me raising after your love. Hot like the hottest summer. She's a dangerous woman. And what her daddy told her, you never take it from her. Little chocolate mama, shorty so ambitious. The way she flips them dollar bills, Gabby Douglas, no discussion. Came from nothing, turn it into something. Now she makes a budget. A real boss chick, looking for a boss dude. Well, don't worry, baby, cause I got you. Don't understand you, but they wanna land you there. They can't keep up with you like I keep up with you. You got that passion, that drive, and that's why for the day that I make you mine. If you ever love somebody, you better let them know. And if they catch your heart, then you never let them go. Everybody needs somebody, cause life without nobody ain't easy. If you ever love somebody, you better let them know. And if they catch your heart, then you never let them go. Yeah.
your love. Got me bringing up all your thugs. Got me chasing after your chasing after your chasing after your love. Got me racing after your love. Got me bringing up all your thugs. Got me chasing after your 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 racing after your racing after your racing after your racing after your fiend and folk. Your fiend and folk. Your fiend and folk. Your fiend and folk. Your chasing after your chasing after your chasing after your chasing after your.
Yes, yes, yes. We are back. That was Caesar Live Soul, Chasing After Your Love. That was a little Bone Thug and Harmony-ish. What do you think, cousin?
Yeah.
You kind of had that bone.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. All right, so that's, yeah, good song. I don't know if he's local or not local.
You know? Oh, yeah.
Okay. I have no, yeah, I don't know where he's from. No clue. But good song. Okay. Yeah, it was pretty cool. But no, we are back. The Hour Indie Up Saturday. This is Ray Cole and my wonderful cousin, Nikki Notes. I almost said what I used to call you, so I had to hold up. I was like, hold up. let me refrain.
Okay,
so yes.
All
anyway,
one of those days. Okay.
Man, yes, it is one of those weeks. Okay, it's just one of those weeks. Anywho, okay. So let's move on to the first topics. What are you thinking about that?
Okay. Who you want to be?
Okay.
Usher.
I don't know. Usher, you know, you running the show.
All right, well, let's just hop right on off into the Usher response to his protege's second apology for making racist comments.
Second apology?
Yes, it's the second time he apologized. The first one was, you know, he was apologizing. Yes. Okay,
I'm just saying, damn, you that sorry? Like, he mean to black people. He ain't going to stop apologizing until we accept his apology, damn it.
No, but it's for a second footage that came out. He's apologizing for it.
Oh, Lord.
He's not kidding.
Wait a minute. I don't want to hear no more. I can't hear no more of this story. This sounds like some straight bullshiggity. Okay? Like, nigga, you got another tape? You just apologized for that one. It's more.
But one happened when he was 14. The other one happened when he was 15. But they didn't bring it out because he was so young.
Somebody trying to ruin Justin Bieber.
Well, you know.
Why are they holding on to these tapes? You get what I'm saying?
Well,
why else would you be holding
on to that? He was 14, 15. It's very hard to come up against a minor.
I think his family put him out there. Somebody in his family did that. They got mad at him and put him right on out there.
Conspiracy theories?
I'm just saying, who else would be that close enough to you to get that type of tape? Are you a friend or a family member? That's the only somebody that's doing it.
Well, it's definitely somebody in his camp that's taking the footage. But, you know, when you're young like that, so let me just get into it just so the audience members can fully understand what the issue is. So he was apologizing after some footage had surfaced when he was 14 years old. He was singing and he substituted the word, he was singing his song One Less Lonely Girl. But instead of saying one less lonely girl, he was saying one less lonely N-word. Mm. And So he came out and he said, you know, facing some old mistakes that, quote, has been one of the hardest things I've ever dealt with. Well, earlier this week, some more footage came out of him at the age of 15 telling a racist joke in which he repeatedly used the N-word in a punchline. And he was also joking about joining the white supremacist group, the KKK. So, yes, he was serious about it. And I don't know, it's kind of difficult. Okay, let me just go on with this story before, as my brother says, editorialize everything. So his mentor, Usher, who is now going to be on the cover of Nylon Guys, the June, July cover, he was asked about his protege and the recent controversies that have surfaced. And basically, Usher, who signed him when he was 13 years old, kind of just let them know that he understood what a young person goes through. And he didn't like what had been said. He said that it was unfortunate. He's not quite sure if everything that's been cited is true, but he did make a poignant point in which he says success comes with a price. Every person that has grown up grows up with something. It ain't just perfect from the beginning. And I said, okay, I understand that. And you know, Usher grew up at the age of 15. He moved to New York, and he was under the tutelage of Sean Puffy Combs, P. Diddy, you know, however you
all
want
them.
Virtual male, yes. And so, you know, he has seen some reasonable success. He's now getting ready to play the role of Sugar Ray Leonard in his biopic, Hands of Stone. He also won for The Voice. His contestant, Josh Kaufman, won the recent series. And, you know, for Usher, he does have some success in his own right, but I'm not quite sure of his response to Justin Bieber. But one person who has come out who has some issues with what's been said and done with Justin Bieber is Lupe Fiasco.
Lupe.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Not Lupe. What did I call him? Lupe. I'm
sorry.
Lupe. And his message was to the point. He says, I don't think anybody should be allowed to profit about racism. And he was making that comment after being interviewed with MTV, in which he equated and compared Justin Bieber's use of the racial slurs to Donald Sterling's recent racist remarks. But the difference, he says, is Donald Sterling never said the N-word, and Justin Bieber said it repeatedly in jokes, and, you know, it just took it a little bit further than what Donald Sterling was saying. So he was making the point that is it easier to bash an older white gentleman who's making some remarks and not using the N-word, or is it easier for us to accept a young kid who we like, who used the word repeatedly? So there's other articles coming.
Hold on, let me get him thoughts. Of course, us is not going to say nothing too bad, you see what I'm saying? Because that is his protege, and I'm pretty sure they still got some business dealings together. So, I mean, it's already awkward enough, you know. So, like, and I don't know, they're not going to say nothing against him that's going to hurt his image with the black community, since, I mean, he kind of did get there through those individuals who just so happen to be black, which, you know what I'm saying, which nothing's wrong with it, but I think what it is, though, is... You know, black people help white people help black people help each other. It's just, it's unfortunate that he got so many little girls that look up to him that are black, you know what I'm saying? And this may hurt him a little bit because some people don't care what she was going through. Like, some people, some black people feel like if you said that, they don't have nothing to do with you. You know, like, all black people ain't, you know, just going to forget
well,
about
do you,
it, you know.
Well, do you think that they're profiting off of being racist? Because Lupe Fiasco made the point that Donald Sterling, he made $1 billion after selling the team. And like you're saying, for Beaver,
well, he already got
he
money.
Has,
you know what I'm saying? He already has money.
But
so, like, he
made an additional $1 billion, allegedly, because of this situation he had to sell the team. So according to Lupe, he feels that he's profiting off of the unfortunate incident that occurred of him being recorded. And
well,
he also
he may be, but he still would have, what I'm saying is he still would have made a profit anyway. Just say, for instance,
yeah,
that girl wouldn't have came out and said what she said, he would have still been making money off the team. It's his team. It only makes sense that anything dealing with, unfortunately, well, I ain't gonna say unfortunately because I didn't lose nothing out of this situation. You know what I'm saying? But, like, my, but the thing is, even if he sells a team, it's his team. That's his business. Even if, regardless, when they talk about the Clippers, they're going to always probably talk about Donald Sterling. He's attached to them. You know, so he's just in that position where he can make money. Regardless of what's going to happen, he's going to make some type of money. So Lupe Fiasco, I mean, I get what you're saying, but that's really something can't nobody control. You know what
okay,
I'm saying?
So
him
we're
making
talking
money.
About some irony and making money. So the Donald Sterling's girlfriend, V. Stelviano,
mm-hmm.
that came out in 2011. She was auditioning for a reality show about gold diggers. And this is according to TMZ. And what she was saying was regarding black people. So, quote, she was saying, I don't understand black people. You give them a little bit of money, they don't know what to do with it. Black people just act crazy. They're like, yo, I want to put extra rims on top of my rims, and my rims are going to turn around, and I'm going to call them spinners. And it's ironic that she knew she was being recorded, and she was saying this, but then she turns around and she records Donald Sterling, who actually didn't win in that situation when he was recorded. But then,
well, she ain't got nothing to lose.
Well,
she ain't got, what did she got to lose? You know what I'm saying?
But
like,
what do you think about her statement, though, that black people don't know how to act? And I bring this, let me just set it up in this way. I bring that up to say that Apple did confirm the deal and buying out Dr. Dre, Beast by Dr. Dre and his partner for $3.2 billion, okay?
Okay.
So the first report that has come out is of Dr. Dre buying a mansion for $40 million, and this mansion isn't just any type of mansion. It's Tom Brady and the model Giselle Brentwood, California mansion, and, you know, it has 5 bedrooms, 9 bathrooms, a moat, a gym, a sauna, balcony, infinity pool. Okay, people can do what they want to with their money. But in light of what Stelviano is saying, what do you think? You think she was on to something?
I mean,
she's
right. I mean, she ain't the first person to say that. I mean, black people, we do buy a lot of silliness. You know what I'm saying? We think because it got a name on it or because this is what we think that other rich people are doing, that's what we want to do. And when we get our little coins, and we got to let everybody know. But the thing is, I think people are crazy for buying a whole lot of expensive stuff. Ain't nothing wrong with it. If you got it, you got it. If that's what you want, that's your cup of tea. But I just have a hard time spending a lot of money on clothes when, one, I give clothes away. Two, we grow, we shrink. Like, I can't invest unless this is some quality stuff. I'm not spending my money on it. You know what I'm saying? So, like, black people, we need to take that frame of mind and buy quality over quantity and over Because if you people walk around wearing Louis Vuitton ain't sponsoring you. The people he's sponsoring getting that stuff for free. So you need to stop walking around being a damn billboard for Louis Vuitton and all of them other people. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with it if you catch them at the Goodwill. But to pay full price, please. Okay. I'll be so Louis Vuitton, nigga, not. I'll wear your stuff if you send it to me.
So then we're talking about how people use the words, and we can see Justin Bieber and Donald Sterling, it didn't work out in their favor. We can see that for Usher, he's kind of riding the fence on what it
well,
is.
Well, what do you do? Because if he says something bad, he hurting his pockets. You see what I'm saying? Like, he ain't hurting. He hurt Justin Bieber, but he also going to be hurt himself. Because, I mean, he invested in him. I mean, I don't know how long they deal or agreements are. Maybe it could be up. Who knows? But I'm just saying, like, that's just a bad business move if he says something really bad. You see what I'm saying? Like, he can't say nothing unless he want to mess his money up. So, I mean, that's kind of like a rock. I mean, it's the truth. It's a rock and a hard place. You know,
right.
Like, yeah, Justin Bieber said, I mean, what can I do if I speak on it? Because a lot of people, oh, you should say something. Hey, would you say something to lose your job? You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't fight City Hall all the time. Yeah, he said it. It's messed up that he said it. Like, Usher didn't say, oh, it's okay that he said it. He acknowledged that it was messed up that he said it. He probably just as confused as everybody else. Like, how should I take this? You
and
know
that
what I'm
is
saying?
True.
Like,
and Justin Bieber's camp actually said that because Usher is a mentor, Will Smith is his mentor, which I actually hadn't even thought about him being a mentor. But he said they both reprimanded him for making the video and took further action to show him how hurtful the remarks could be. But
He knew them remarks were hurtful when he was saying it. Come on now, let's be for real. Like, why anybody just pop out the punani? Okay, you knew what you were saying. Let's not play crazy. You knew what you were saying. Okay, you didn't. I mean, granted, you weren't gonna make it public to the world. That's what you were saying. You're gonna hurt your fan base. Potentially. However, you knew what you were saying. Not just own up to it and say, hey, yeah, I said it. You know, I grew up that way, but I traveled the world and I see things differently. People are going to understand it, but when you try to play games and talk in circles, brother, bye. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe that's why the second tape came up.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. They said, tell the truth, Bieber. You don't like black people. Well, let it be known.
Well, maybe that's why the second take came out, because they didn't like his response the first time. He said, "Let's
look, if another one come out, if another one come out, I'ma know something. I'ma say, you better not apologize no more. Do not apologize. Like, you didn't say what you didn't say. We get it. You don't like darkies, okay, but you work for them, so like, you better shut up before they find another little white boy and replace your ass."
Okay, well, you know, people have, and I'm going to stop saying you know, because I'm realizing, I think I've said it about 20 times since we've been on air, but let's say Fiasco has also, he's outspoken, basically, and he has announced his retirement amid some Twitter beefs he's had with Chief Keef. And I thought interesting. Oh, wait a minute. What's the size for? Can you handle it? Should I continue?
It's just one of them things where it's like, let me prepare my brain for this niggerosity I'm about to receive. Like, this sounds crazy. How another dude going to make you retire? Go ahead with the story. Go ahead. I'm listening.
So basically, he's touring for his upcoming album, Food and Liquor Tour, the Great American Rap Album Part 1. I thought that was an interesting title, Food and Liquor Tour, because that has all kind of connotations to that. However, he was interviewed and he mentioned Chief Keef specifically as someone who had frightened him. And he
That's
doesn't
a strong
frighten
word,
him.
Frightened.
He's right. Well, he was saying that it was his message that frightened him, not him specifically.
Okay.
And he was saying
that. Okay,
that
takes
that
it out of the realm out of being afraid. Okay.
Right. It's his message that he's saying that he's promoting, and the messages of being a gangster, and I guess they're all from the Chicago area, and we know Chicago is challenged right now with lots of violent crime, and so... Yeah, so Lupe feels like when he's going out and trying to speak to the youth about positive things, giving them positive messages, he feels disenchanted when he leaves their presence and gets in the car and he has Chief Keef on the radio rocking about Shima Bang Bang type of thing. So, and he just concerned that it's going to be replicated in other areas. Your thoughts?
Well, okay. Mr. Fiasco. I respect the brother. I remember seeing him perform a while back. So it ain't no disrespect or nothing like that. I'm just trying to gather my thoughts. You can't control what other people are going to talk about.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? You can't control it. And if this dude got a fan base that like to bounce their head around and listen to it, let them bounce it. What you do is you preach to the people that's listening to you. Okay? Like, I mean, granted, you never know. Keep preaching because that's all it is. All, like, most entertainers are, especially if you do inspirational music, you're just a messenger. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're delivering the message. So, you know, deliver your message. You can't worry about what other people are going to do. I get what you're saying. Maybe he's, like, not good to what you're trying to do. But how you going to – why would you retire from doing it? Like, I think you need to find something else to blame that on. You know what I'm saying? Maybe your career just ain't going the way you want it to go, and that's part of the reason. But I don't think that this one person or that the music that we're listening to now should be enough to make any person just say, hey, I don't want to do this no more. Like, that's craziness. Or maybe it's like a
poor Well, maybe that's the straw that broke the camel's back.
Probably. I can get with that. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I just can't see you blaming this situation. Not you, but, you know, this one situation can't be the reason why you're trying to throw your fingers up in there. Like, I refuse to believe that. So, you know.
Well, he just has a problem with the violence that teenagers are perpetrating on themselves and within the community, and he just thinks
that they are
just following the look and attitude of people like Chief Keef.
And that may be true. You get what I'm saying? But the thing is, people are going to attract the things that they want to attract to. Now, there are several dudes that live in the ghetto that want to live the thug life, but there's a whole lot more dudes in the ghetto that want something more, that want to achieve, you know what I'm saying, that's looking for that way out. You know, so my thing is, let the people that want to bob their head to Chief Keef, let them bob it to Chief Keef, but there are still other people that look for that inspiration. You know what I'm saying? They don't really want to listen to Chief Keef. They want to listen to something about, you know, some optimistic type stuff. And if that's the type of vibe you're bringing it, those are the people that you can't save everybody. You know what I'm saying? You can't save the world from themselves. You can only save the people that want to be saved and that want to be showed a better way. So, I mean, I think that him quitting, that's kind of punk-ass-ish. You know what I'm saying? If that's your excuse, I think that's crazy because you let down the people that really do enjoy your work. I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to song, and hopefully we get it in with the first interview. If not, we're just going to keep the topics rolling. But no, I went to a concert with, well, I didn't go with this guy, but I knew him, and I saw him, and it was Lupe Fiasco, and I say he enjoyed himself. Like, he had his little fingers up in the air. Like, he just was feeling it. You know what I'm saying? And he kind of looked like Maxwell to me. Y'all used to say, you look like a baby Maxwell. And you know what I'm saying? But he used to just, like, he just was so happy about life. You know what I'm saying? He was one of those people
right.
that was just optimistic and, you know, just real positive. So, Lupe, you definitely have an audience. Just, you know what I'm saying? Don't, just because some people want to get ratchet, that's on them. Let them get ratchet. But you keep on fist pumping the optimism. People listening. So, yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I didn't mean to get off into no preach.
No, okay. Hopefully he'll change his mind because there needs to be a balance. Because if it's not him there to counteract what he perceives to be negative messages and negative influences, then who else is going to be there to do it? Obviously, there's a lot of artists, but they don't have the same platform, should I say, at this moment in time. So hopefully he'll change his mind.
Well, hopefully so. Maybe you're just in his feces right now. But get out your feelings. We've been listening to D4, Let Go, and we will be back, hopefully, with our first interview after this.
Yes.
The Hour Network, Indy Up Saturday. Here we go.
You never want to go home. secret of discipline is motivation. When a man is motivated, discipline will take care of itself.
Even when I'm down, I'm up. I'll never let you see me when I'm down on luck. I'll always stand tall from the ground on up. In a world full of lessons, you could never learn enough. Even when I'm down, I'm up. I'll never let you see me when I'm down on luck. I'll always stand tall from the ground on up. In a world full of lessons, you could never learn enough.
I spit the pain that hurts, pay my respects to the game at church. God bless and gave me a heart and a brain that works. Mom thought I couldn't be tamed at first, so she sent me away to my pop's house, and I came back worse. One of my uncles said, be smart, stay in the rap game. Don't be stupid and kill a nigga over a crack game. Well, that was good advice. Only thing that fucked me up is he the type to smack a sucker. If he started cussing, fuck, I'm on a higher lane in life. You thinking of finer things in ice. Running behind you, snatch your watch, like homie, it's time to pay the price. Give me that. Let's get dark, press rewind and fade the light. See, I already let them know, but let's remind them, hey, it's right. Confusion and pain, don't know what to lose in the game. It's like I'm walking in these streets with no shoes in the rain. But who's there to blame? Nobody but the rules of the game. That's how life is. They wish they had a style like his. Cause even when I'm down, I'm up. I'll never let you see me when I'm down on luck. I'll always stand tall from the ground on up. In a world full of lessons, you could never learn enough. Even when I'm down, I'm up. I'll never let you see me when I'm down on luck. I'll always stand tall from the ground on up. In a world full of lessons, you can never learn enough.
I'm on a beat like, helping you move your feet right. Keep tight, stay focused, I ain't that weak. Type my speak like my lyrics is well respected, and I get well respected. Even the girls accept it, coming from a younger male perspective. Trash, lower the bass, watch how I grab the track and throw it in place. I don't mean to brag and say I know what it takes. It takes a hot hook, fuck if you wanted a top crook. The way I spit that fire, man, I never get my slot took. It's a must, I pressure them. And plus, Ace told me the difference from us and them. It's us, I stay showing the hood in me. White tee all around it, fresh fitted to go with it, homie. That be my grinding gear. You ain't gotta care, prick, get the fuck out of here. Keep all of your comments, I'm only concerned with dollars here. I usually ease off stress sitting in Cali air. Now I put a beat on and bless it with all my pain and tears.
Even when I'm down, I'm up. I'll never let you see me when I'm down on luck. I'll always stand tall from the ground on up. In a world full of lessons, you could never learn enough. Even when I'm down, I'm up. I'll never let you see me when I'm down on luck. I'll always stand tall from the ground on up. In a world full of lessons, you could never learn enough. Even when I'm down, I'm up. I'll never let you see me when I'm down on luck. I'll always stand tall from the ground on up. In a world full of lessons, you could never learn enough. So try to stay focused as these days go by. Some of us under pressure and we all know why. No need to hold it in, if it hurts, let it go. Real, recognize real, you ain't gotta let them know.
Attention all shoemistas. Looking for a hot stiletto? Are you addicted to sexy shoes? Make a fashion statement and check out the Stiletto Diva at www.thestilettodiva.com. We have what you need. The Stiletto Diva is committed to bringing you a variety of affordable, quality styles to help complete the sexy in you. We're here to assist you with bringing out the ultimate diva from head to soul. True divas wear stilettos. Visit us at www.thestilettodiva.com to find the perfect pair or for information about booking a party.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Yes, yes, yes. You heard the man. Don't text and drive. It's probably not a good idea, but sometimes, you know, you got to send a message right quick. No. Probably not a good idea, like I said. Anywho, we are back. The Hour Indie of Saturday. This is your girl, Ray Cole, and my cousin, of course, Nikki Notations. I keep wanting to say the old stuff. I be having to bite my tongue. I have to bite my tongue so I don't say the wrong thing. So I guess yeah, we're going to keep it moving with the topics tonight. So, Cuzzo, if you want to, you know, take the wheel and drive while I, you know.
Okay, well, and I will drive and not text. I think it's definitely a bad idea. And
I
will take heed.
Don't make me
to
feel bad.
Message. No, I'm not. I was just trying to do my own PSA. May I give it? Can I give it? I will tell anybody.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. No, I think it is important to make sure that you stay responsible for your safety. And if you see someone using bad judgment, that you let them know, hey, wait a minute, I'll do it for you. How about that? But I also want the audience to remember that any opinions, suggestions, or if they just want to hit us up, make sure to contact us at our email address, which is indieofsaturday@gmail.com. They can contact us on Facebook under Indie of Saturday or under Twitter. And the handle is @IndieofSaturday, or just give us a call, area code 718-766-4553. So, moving on to the next topic. Okay, so we're going to piggyback off of the theme, young people nowadays. And we're going to find out, is this a crazy, sexy, cool type situation or not? So, Rihanna, TLC are in a back and forth regarding TLC's interview that they gave in Australia. And in that interview, T-Boz and Chilli had made some references to people in the way that they dress. And in that interview, they basically were taking aim at younger pop stars who dress provocatively, sexually provocatively, and they believe that they're giving out the wrong image, and they're using the social media platform incorrectly, basically. And they did make reference to Madonna. They said that she did it first, but now it's like a domino effect. And people are following basically down the wrong path. So they're saying that, you know, why keep posting half-naked pictures of themselves? They think it's crazy. And T-Boz noted that every time I see you, you don't have to be naked. And it's hard for us, they were saying, to say anything because they feel that the backlash would be that they're just jealous. But they're just saying that I'm just telling the people what I see. And Chilli chimed in saying that they became the biggest girl selling group of all time with their clothes on. And that's saying a lot. So the interview was concluded, but Rihanna's name was never used. However, Rihanna took offense to the statement and responded via Twitter, which she has masterfully used in whatever issue she's having with the celebrity of choice for the week. So she took to her Twitter and she changed her Twitter photo to a shot of TLC wearing a revealing outfit, a blue outfit, during a 94 Vibe photo shoot. And in the outfit, it was all three members at the time, including Left Eye, T-Boz, and Chilli. And in that photo, the women were covering their breasts with their hands, thus exposing themselves in a sexually way, in a sexual way that they have now condemned. So, so in response to Rihanna's posting, she said, actually, when she posted the photo, she said, when there's no change in the fact that I'm me and they're, well, them. That was Rihanna's heading under the photo. So T-Boz responded today saying that she was in Australia at the time. She didn't even see the pictures of Rihanna's outfit. She didn't mention any names.
Yeah, everybody
seen them pictures of Rihanna outfit. Who else y'all talking about? Who else famous naked in the news right now? Like, who else are you talking about? You get what I'm saying? Not only that, it's on the internet, so I know you got the web, at least on your phone. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't try to throw your rock in high hand because she came back at y'all like, hey, I know you ain't talking about me. Like, that's how Rihanna came. Like, I know damn well. You ain't talking about Ree.
let me just clear up, too, that the dress that was in question has garnered a lot of attention because there was a CFDA Fashion Icon Award given to Rihanna on June 3rd. And this particular fashion award is considered the Oscars of fashion. And
right. Like, Rihanna, that was my whole point. Like, she was at the right place at the right time when she wore the dress. She was somewhere where it was accepted. You know what I'm saying? So I could see if she wore that to the Grammys or if she wore that to Nick Jr., you know, Kids' Choice Awards or something. But she was at the appropriate place for that type of outfit. Like, get over it.
And it was a outfit she did not get off the rack. This was a handmade custom design dress from a longtime designer that she has worked with, Adam Selman. And this is, again, a handmade gown that had gloves and a matching head wrap. And it featured over 216,000 Swarovski crystals. And it was interesting because Swarovski crystals was the major sponsor of the award. And she was paying homage, too, with the dress and the head wrap. She made it her own style, which is definitely Rihanna. But it was paying homage to the famed jazz dancer Josephine Baker, whose birthday was on the same day she was receiving the award. It was actually going to be her 108th birthday. Obviously, she is not with us now, but I don't know. I thought it all worked together. But me personally, I thought it was too much. I understand that you are being fashion forward, but I just think that she could have wore a nude slip underneath and still made a powerful statement, impact, and been distinctive.
I don't think she would have made the same impact. I think she would have got like, oh, that's a beautiful gown. But I think when people do stuff like this, she either got an album or some type of project coming out. Not on that, after she wore that dress, they start playing her music. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, my thing is, she probably would have got a little bit of a response. Like, you know, yeah, they definitely would have something to say. But the way to, I mean, like I said, it was over the top. But her body looked amazing in that dress. Like, I can't even hate on it. Like, it was like, damn, Rihanna, like, you make bitches going to be in the gym come tomorrow. So, I mean, you up there in a, that's a see-through dress, meaning you ain't got nothing on, and that dress is flowing on your body like that. Like, I just thought it was amazing. That's just me. I love art. I look at it as a form of art. Like, some stuff she do could be a little too, like, whoa, that's borderline too much. But I just didn't think that this was because of the venue that it was or what the event was. Like, fashion is really in the eye of the beholder. You know, and not only that, it's in another country. Like, they look at sexuality different in other countries. You know what I'm saying? Like, America is quick to say anything with sex in it is bad, but sex is everywhere in America, whether they want to admit it or not. But, you know, but like other countries, they embrace it, and it's not so, you know, oh, my God, her tits are out. You know, like, that's just how I feel.
Well, that is true. I totally understand that it can be off-putting to some and uncomfortable to others where people like yourself will celebrate a body, a woman's body, and their choice of clothing and things like that. I guess for me, I think about, even though she doesn't want to be considered an icon, I think her accepting this award negates what she's saying, that I'm not trying to be anybody's role model. Her having the show, what was that, Style to Rock, negates her saying that I'm not trying to be a role model. And I think about the young woman
in high school who fashioned her outfit after Rihanna, the Batman style outfit, and how Rihanna came for her on Twitter.
Remember, we were talking about Jaden Smith. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. But that word Batman just set it off. Like, the girl didn't really look that bad, but I'm sorry, we just don't say Batman no more. I don't want to ruin it, but we got to tell you about this N-word, Jaden Smith. This dude tripping. He is fucking, excuse my friends, I'm sorry. I'm working on my person, but he's tripping. Something is wrong with him. Like, what the hell? Okay, back to the story. Shut up, Rach. Okay, back to the story.
Okay, so basically, she wore the outfit. The TLC members had something to say. She responded by putting the picture of them. I guess they forgot about their breast exposure situation. I mean, it was in 94.
Man, nah. You are, hold on, let me tell you something. You don't forget about no naked pictures that you got out there in the world. You don't forget about the crazy stuff that you got because somebody can always bring it up. So they ain't forgot nothing about that. They just spoke too soon. That's what that was. That's why she was trying to backtrack. You better shut up. Because I'm saying, that's why I say don't never comment on nobody's situation. Because as soon as you open up your mouth, sometimes a skeleton will fall right out. But
I know, before you even finish this sentence, conclude this sentence. But, you know, one of the things that I find challenging, and I don't like, whether it's in entertainment or in politics, I don't agree with, say, Americans in particular, because we're Americans, going to another country and speaking on issues negatively.
So you got patriotic on that ass. Like, hold on. My country, she is the, okay?
Exactly. I do. I have an issue with that.
They've been
in the game long enough to be able to, you know, they could have turned that situation or that question around in any way that, you know, that wasn't negative and didn't garner the response that they got, because basically Rihanna, she uses social media to her advantage. She'll let a person know. She's
hell yeah.
She
said, you want my statement, check Twitter. I've already responded to that. You the one that's late.
Would you wear a dress like that? If you did all your hours in the gym.
Now, no. Because I just feel like it's just a certain way that a grown woman's supposed to show her body. You get what I'm saying? Like, you're not supposed to, like, when you're young, you show it all. That's because you don't know no better. You know what I'm saying? But when you become an adult woman, it's just certain ways you show your body. Like, you know, you can show a little bit, but not everything. And not only that, when you come like that, even though it was fashion, men are only going to really, even though she is a beautiful woman, men are still only going to look at you for, like, for that. They're not going to look at you for nothing else. But you have to definitely carry yourself in certain lights. Now, like I said, the event that she was at, you could pull it off, but, I mean, it's still one of those things where, you know, if you were with a man, I don't think, unless he just wants you to be his trophy wife, I don't think a lot of men are going to want their wife's body exposed like that.
Just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Now, if I was 21... I'll be shimmying down the walkway in that bitch.
Really?
But I would at least put some pasties on my nips. Or put some sparkle on my nip or something. So that way at least my nipples ain't out. But, you know, like she had the body. Like I said, that's going to be one of them pictures where she going to look back, or people going to look back in time and like, yeah, she getting scrutinized for it now. But that's probably going to be an infamous picture in music history somewhere. You get what I'm saying? Like, so I ain't even mad at her because when she looked back 50 years and it's sagging and cellulite and took over, she was like, I was a bad shut your mouth. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all couldn't touch me. Like, you know, and that was the thing. She was the belle of the ball. That's all it was. Now, like I said, would I go in there in that dress? Probably not. But she wore it, and she wore it well. Like, I mean, people can say what they want to. It could be inappropriate, but you got to give credit where it's due. She pulled it off. Like, she looked like girl, like, in this HD camera, too. That mean, they could pick up on all your flaws. You know what I'm saying? Like, like, girl, that's what she looking like on HD TV. Like, boom, like, y'all hoes ain't messing with Rihanna.
So what if you saw a young woman in it, like, you know, at a nice event, and I said, you know, again, oh, my goodness, I'm working on it. If you see, you're at a nice event, and you've seen a young woman of age, of course, I'm definitely not talking about anybody underage, but you've seen them in this outfit, do you think you would have the same response, or is it because Rihanna has been given this platform and this ability to...
It depends on what we're doing and where we're at. It really depends. Now, if I'm at a costume party, if I'm at a drag show, if I'm at somebody's house who's just a very eccentric person and I know that they deal with some very eccentric people, then I wouldn't be surprised. Now, if I'm out at a nightclub, I might be a little surprised, but not that surprised because you see some crazy stuff at nightclubs. However, I don't think you should wear something like that to a nightclub unless you just...
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like certain situations, I might be like, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's wild. She got that on. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, we are at a drag show. You get what I'm saying? Like, whoa, you
right.
got that on, but we are at a burlesque event. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just depends on where we're at and where we're going. But if
okay.
it's something where, yeah, we just come into this ceremony and somebody walking there with something like that on, I don't, I'm like, this is awkward. You know, so, I mean, it just depends.
Okay, well, speaking of awkward, go ahead and talk about the Jaden Smith, or do you want me to
let me get right to the juice, and then you can follow up with the details. Hold on.
Okay.
This clown, Jaden Smith, he goes to Kim Ye's wedding in a white Batman costume, and then he running by himself, okay, and he's 15, then he ended up running around knocking these people's glasses on the floor. F wrong with him, you know what I'm saying, like what is going on, like he is loony. First off, he would have showed up in that white Batman outfit, and I would have security escort him right on out, like this is not no spectacle, you ain't finna wear no white Batman, you at least could be black, you know what I'm saying? You on here in white, looking like a damn fool.
Wait a minute.
You know what I'm saying?
Explain how the costume looking with the mask, the full body white, a casket like, and the cape, and the black. You gotta set it up for the people.
Man, little boy, what type of drug? Who goes out and says, I think I'm going to wear a Batman costume to their wedding? I think that's a great idea. And when you run it by your mom and your dad, oh, I think that's a great idea too, son. And you're going by yourself. Here's your ticket. Like, what in the hello is going on? Jada and Will, you got some weird-ass kids. Like, I understand letting them be creative, but these are some weird little suckers. Like, they be doing some craziness. But... whatever.
Okay, well, I find it interesting because it was over in Italy. I'm sure he went with somebody, but whoever he went with definitely...
should have beat his ass. He ain't running around and like he crazy.
Well, we don't condone being kids.
I mean, look, I'm from the old school somewhat. My grandma was just, we turned out all right.
Okay, we're gonna stay that conversation. Love
let
you,
me,
girl.
Hold on, hold on. Let me say this right quick. I don't believe in beating kids. I don't believe in nothing like that. I feel like you should always try to talk to a kid, explain to them what they doing is wrong, and how can we fix this situation? But after so many times of explaining, I see you just going to do what you want to do. So you don't realize how serious the nature of this situation is to me. You know what I'm saying? So you keep pushing that button. I can't help that my fist just want to chuck you up into the air. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that's all I'm saying. Like, I feel like you should talk it out. But when talking ain't working, it's either somebody needs to go because it ain't two sheets in this house. You know what I'm saying? It's one up in here, and it's not you.
And I agree with it. I just find it interesting that he would be so inappropriate. Now, I understand that
he sounds like a little
and
kid.
Well, he's 15.
Well, girl, that's all I need to know. He sounds like a bored kid. They probably sent him to represent the Smith family. He probably didn't want to go.
And, you know, there was a picture, because at first I just kind of disregarded the picture. I said, I can't even get into that foolery right there, okay, because everybody knows you don't go to in a costume to a wedding of that magnitude that you know is a black tie type of affair, the formal affair. This is not a costume party, okay? Everybody knows that. But what made me get interested in that particular story is because I seen Will and Jada and Willow Smith and Will's older son walking all like a family, which they are a family, but they were walking in the parking lot after shopping somewhere. And I'm counting the kids like, wait a minute, somebody's missing from this story. And then that's when I went back and looked at the picture and started reading on it. And I'm thinking, now, how did this 15-year-old get over there to Italy by himself? Or who did he go with? Well, he's really close with the Kardashian sisters, the young ones, because remember when Willow Smith had that picture with the older guy in the bed that allegedly they, you know, it didn't look right. It didn't look kosher. But
it didn't look right.
Right. But the Jayden took a picture with one of the young Kardashian sisters when he's in only his boxer, Calvin Klein boxer briefs, and she's behind him. And this is right after the controversy kicked off with his sister. And I'm thinking, how are these kids continuously by themselves in the bedroom taking these type of photos? I don't care what people say. I personally find it odd and offensive for young kids to be alone in a bedroom. I don't care if you're just friends. I don't care. You don't need to be back there. You need to be in the living room where someone can see. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Too much alone time. And especially somebody have their shirt off. And in particular, you don't have anything on but your brief. That's just totally wrong to me. But everybody wants to the way they want to, but
yeah, you don't want stuff like that to happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, that just ain't, in my opinion, that just ain't what you want.
But, you know, people always say, and I want to clarify my comment, yeah, people run their household the way they want to. And for everybody who think like that, you better remember that you are not an island. Those kids got to come out of their house, and they will be intermingling with your kids or your kids' friends, and all of their lifestyle choices will become a challenge for a child you're trying to raise right. So I think it's important to be mindful of the community spirit in which we live. But we're going to move on if you want.
Well, that's fine. I mean, I definitely agree with you. I mean, it's just too much that goes on. It's not really spoken about, like, you know, in the black community, you know, like molestation and different things like that. Like, people, they speak more about it, you know, in today's world, but it's still a lot of stuff that gets swept up under the rug. So it's just anytime somebody sees, it ain't just black people, it's some of everybody, but anytime someone sees a situation like that, it's like, how can you not be a little worried about it? Because, I mean, she's 13. Yeah, you know, like, I mean, you got to at least be a little, like, dang, like, hold on, y'all, like, that don't look good. You know what I'm saying?
But,
like,
know,
granted, maybe she did tell her that.
Well, that's true.
You know, we don't know. She probably did check her. Like, you embarrassing me. And then your brother showing up in a Batman costume. Showing up looking crazy as hell in Batman attire. Like, what the hell wrong with y'all kids?
That's why when Justin Bieber's camp made that statement that Usher and Will Smith, you know, kind of chastised him for his actions, I'm thinking to myself, okay, I would love to really hear what Will Smith has to say about it. Because
hold on. I bet you Justin Bieber's like, how you going to talk about me and your kids? Is showing up at weddings in the Batman suit. Like, he confused.
But
whatever.
He could have got, I wonder where he got that outfit from. He had to get it here because, you know what? He went, there's a picture of him in an X-Men costume with one of the Kardashian, the younger sisters, and I don't keep up with this, so I don't know if it's Kendall or which
no,
one
I
it
couldn't.
Is, so I'm not saying any names.
I tried to watch that show. I really couldn't get into it too much. Like, it wasn't a bad show. I just felt like it just wasn't my show. Like, it was just one of those things where I just felt like, of course, everybody know people doing stuff for the camera. It only makes sense that you're getting paid, so you better do it for the camera. You know what I'm saying? But on the same token, it's just, you know, after a while, like, it's a certain level of cheesery I could take before I'm just like, no.
Well, I want to know, who allowed him to come to the wedding and stay at the wedding like that? And then, like you were saying, in the reception party, he's knocking over the glasses where there's empty seats and throwing his cape on people.
Yeah, he would have had to go. He would have
to
scream.
According to the report, so.
No, he was looking to see him show up in that Batman suit. I would have said, sir, you cannot come here with that on. I couldn't have been security. I don't give a damn whose son you are. You look crazy.
Exactly.
But then I probably would have got fired after that.
Okay, well, you know, one person told me, which I always remember, if you can do what they ask you to do on a job as long as it's not illegal, immoral, or unsafe.
Right.
It's a risk to your life. So with
I
that
agree.
With that particular situation, I was just going to say that is, which category would you put it under? Because I'd have to come up with some valid points on why he just cannot possibly stay at that wedding, and I should not be terminated for helping y'all out.
Right, so he's in a Batman suit. Do y'all not see this boy? You know what I'm saying? He up here with a cape and I can see it was a black Batman suit. He up here in a white Batman suit.
All
now
white.
They even here knocking y'all cups over. Like, I know you paid a pretty penny for that cup. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got it like that, you could just waste dishes, huh? Like, girl, look. He would have been escorted out of our security just because he was silly. That's just silly to me. I mean, granted, maybe it's just the silly things that 15-year-old boys do. You know what I'm saying? So it probably has nothing to do with his parents. His kids just sound crazy. It's not like they do what they want to because that's how they were brought up. But now that might be what's biting them in the butt, like y'all ain't got no control over your kids. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, talking about control, we're going to move on over to Mike Epps. It sounds like
His sense of control over what's posted on social media has been up in arms. So we're going to name this section, we're going to pay homage to his 2009 video, Underrated and Never Faded. Yes, so he decides he's going to put a fade on a local comedian who posted an Instagram video over the feud between Kevin Hart and Mike Epps. And it seems that Kevin Hart is the supporter of this comedian. His name is Walker. What's his first name? I did have it. Let me get it. Anyways, we'll get to his first name in just a minute. LeVar Walker is his name. And LeVar is actually a pharmacist by trade in the day and a comedian at night. And he posted this video insinuating that Mike Epps was a drug user, and he also was mocking Kevin Hart for his short stature. So it wasn't like it was one-sided. He was being a comedian. And I find it odd and interesting that Mike Epps seen the video. He left a voice message allegedly for the comedian after the video hit and said that he wanted to meet him. So LeVar was finishing his set at the Uptown Comedy Corner in Atlanta when one of the comics allegedly told him, hey, my guest is outside, because he was in town filming for Starz TV comedy Survivor's Remorse, and they let him know, hey, my guest outside, he wants to see you in the back. Now,
what do you want with me?
First of all, he can already mess you a message saying he want to get at you, right?
Right, and right. Now, he can't come in the front? He can't come in the building, no. Well, I can't talk to him.
Okay, so he said, okay. He rolled out in the back, and allegedly, according to the police reports, Walker said Epps struck him. And along with two other guys, they repeatedly struck him and kicked him, and he was hospitalized. And he was just bewildered why they would do it all over a joke. Well, the Atlanta Police Department apparently isn't taking it as a joke. They have issued a warrant, arrest
warrant
for Mike Epps, yeah. And
as much as you talk about people and John, folks, somebody John, you, now you're sensitive.
Not only did they hit him and kick him repeatedly, according to the reports, but they slammed him against F. Ferrari, kicked him in the stomach, and threw his cell phone on the roof. I mean, and then Mike Epps, he went to social media, and after the alleged attack, and he tweeted a couple of times and said, I want to apologize to all my fans for the false that's put on me right now. Then the second one is saying, bandits never attack a empty boat. I am blessed. And then the third one, he stated, can't believe everything you read, folks. But this is not the first time it was alleged that Mike Epps whooped up on somebody, because in April he was accused of punching a woman at the Haunted House 2 premiere because the woman allegedly confronted his wife, who was with Mike Epps, and she claimed to have had some type of relationship with the comedian and punched her. And no charges have been filed over the incident, but obviously it sounds like a case of like a dish it, but I ain't going to take it. And if I got to hear something, I'm about to put the hands on. So what you think? We got a new boxing champion?
I think Mike Epps needs to sit his ass down somewhere. You know what I'm saying? You don't see Kevin Hart flying around beating nobody up, so that means you ain't got nothing but free time.
to be showing up at somebody else's show, you know what I'm saying, and jumping them. I mean, it's kind of comical, too, though, because it's like something you see about in a movie, like something like that happening. But who knows? Maybe he's going through a lot of stuff, and he said the wrong thing, and, yeah, you know what I'm saying? And
he
just took his... Yeah, it was over with. He said he about to whoop some ass. He said, are you talking about the right one, baby? You talking about the right one. Like, I'm about to spend some of my little money and come get you. But, yeah, Mike Epps, sit down somewhere. I think we're going to spend another few records here, take a little commercial break, and then we will come back and do some more topics. Well, I don't know if we're going to be having a second interview tonight, so I'm not going to even waste my breath saying that. So we're going to go ahead and listen to some music, and then we'll do some topics. The Hour Network, Indie Up Saturday. Let's go.
The secret of discipline is motivation. When a man is motivated, discipline will take care of itself.
Even when I'm down, I'm up. I'll never let you see me when I'm down on luck. I'll always stand tall from the ground on up. In a world full of lessons, you could never learn enough. Even when I'm down, I'm up. I'll never let you see me when I'm down on luck. I'll always stand tall from the ground on up. In a world full of lessons, you could never learn enough.
I spit the pain that hurts, pay my respects to the game at church. God bless and gave me a heart and a brain that works. Mom thought I couldn't be tamed at first, so she sent me away to my pop's house, and I came back worse. One of my uncles said, be smart, stay in the rap game. Don't be stupid and kill a nigga over a crack game. Well, that was good advice. Only thing that fucked me up is he the type to smack a sucker if he short a couple bucks. I'm on a higher lane in life. You thinking of finer things and heights. Running behind you, snatch your rocks like homie, it's time to pay the price. Give me that. Let's get dark, press rewind and fade the light. See, I already let them know, but let's remind them, hey, it's right. Confusion and pain, don't know what to lose in the game. It's like I'm walking in these streets with no shoes in the rain. But who's there to blame? Nobody but the rules of the game. That's how life is. They wish they had a style like his. Cause even when I'm down, I'm up. I'll never let you see me when I'm down on luck. I'll always stand tall from the ground on up. In a world full of lessons, you could never learn enough. Even when I'm down, I'm up. I'll never let you see me when I'm down on luck. I'll always stand tall from the ground on up. In a world full of lessons, you could never learn enough. I'm on a beat like, helping you move your feet right. Keep tight, stay focused, I ain't that weak. Type my speech like my lyrics is well respected, and I get well respected. Even the girls accept it, coming from a younger male perspective. Trash, lower the bass, watch how I grab the track and throw it in place. I don't mean to brag and say I know what it takes. It takes a hot hook, fuck if you wanted a top crook. The way I spit that fire, man, I never get my spot took. It's a must, I pressure them. And plus, Ace told me the difference from us and them is us. I stay showing the hood in me, white tee all around it. Fresh fitted to go with it, homie, that be my grinding gear. You ain't got it, kid, prick, get the fuck out of here. Keep all of your comments, I'm only concerned with dollars here. I usually ease off stress, sitting in cloudy air. Now I put a beat on and bless it with all my pain and tears.
Even when I'm down, I'm up. I'll never let you see me when I'm down on luck. I'll always stand tall from the ground on up. In a world full of lessons, you could never learn enough. Even when I'm down, I'm up. I'll never let you see me when I'm down on luck. I'll always stand tall from the ground on up. In a world full of lessons, you could never learn enough. Even when I'm down, I'm up. I'll never let you see me when I'm down on luck. I'll always stand tall from the ground on up. In a world full of lessons, you could never learn enough. So try to stay focused as these days go by. Some of us under pressure and we all know why. No need to hold it in, if it hurts, let it go. Real, recognize real, you ain't gotta let them know.
Spend and change. it's your birthday and you're about to get out of control. I wanna see you
try to blow and back it up for me like you're trying to put that thing on me.
Ooh, then you got it, girl, that's for sure.
That's for sure.
And you know I've got you. So let's get up out of here and do what it do.
Girl, I ain't convinced by the way you move them hips.
You got me in a trance, but they wanna spend them chances. I want you in my world, baby, don't you understand? So I can stand up strong and be a Superman.
Yes, 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 yes. We are back. The Hour, Indie Up Saturday. I'm your girl, Ray Cole. my cousin Nikki Notations holding it down with me. We are back to discuss some more topics tonight. Yes, honey. Yes.
Well, Ray Ray, let me just say real quick. Now, the first song that came on when he was talking about the Superman, okay, I saw that. I couldn't stop laughing because I was just thinking about Jake and his Batman outfit, right? So, and then I
that song was perfect.
So I'm like, I don't, guys, seriously, if he was singing to me, you know, it's just like, oh, well, maybe I'll get older. I don't know. Okay, I knew he was trying, he was hitting. I kind of liked his flow, the song. But I'm sorry, the second one, I'm going to need to try to understand why that was composed, written, and sung in that way. Backstory, because I'm sorry, I try, I want to work with people and support their artistry. I'm sorry, okay.
Look, don't get me going. Okay, don't get me going, because I sure had this on now for a minute. I was like, where are we at? but her voice was nice, but that song just was kind of like, yeah, what are you talking about? I'm somewhere
exactly.
else in my mind. Yeah.
Okay.
That was all. It wasn't just you. It was us. It was all of us.
Okay, because I was trying to hold on to Baby, You Can Have My Love. Okay, and then I'm trying to...
Oh, you
to
see, you remember. I don't remember none of it. Is that bad?
I will leave it alone.
I don't. Like, I mean, if somebody would just say, what was that song you was just listening to? I'll be looking down the list. Like, I mean, that sounds so bad. Let me stop. I'm just being honest. I don't...
Okay. Well, go ahead and just quickly move on to the next topic. So since we were talking about comedians, today the unfortunate story came out about Tracy Morgan being in a critical condition after being in a six-car pileup that led to one fatality and several others being in critical conditions. So yesterday evening on the New Jersey Turnpike, Morgan, who's 45, excuse me, was in an accident. He was on a limo bus, and they were just coming back from an event in Delaware in which he was performing. And reportedly, it looks like one of the tractor trailers may have rear-ended the limo bus that him and some more members of his party were on. And that limo bus so returned, which, again, led to one fatality and others, including Tracy Morgan, being in critical condition and taken to the hospital. And according to the publicist, they released a statement today saying that Morgan's family is with him and he is receiving excellent care.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's unfortunate. So they were at the Dover Downs Hotel and Casino in Delaware performing. And I think it's just a reminder to us all how on one end you can be having the time of your life performing, and it wasn't like any of the party members were driving, so it sounds like they were being responsible, and they have this limo bus to take them to and fro, and just that quickly. Tragedy.
Yeah.
So
you just never know, man.
So Tracy Morgan, he's definitely been on the scene for a while. He's been known for playing Animal Enthusiast, Brian Fellow, or imitating Star Jones of The View, well, formerly of The View, on Saturday Night Live when he was a regular member of it. And he also played in an exaggerated version of himself, Tracy Jordan, on 30 Rock. And he's been in several films, and his stand-up routines, he has a no-hold-bar type of routine. And he's known for over-the-top characters, the astronaut Jones, the mannequin Lou, and impersonating celebrities like Mike Tyson, Oprah Winfrey, and Marion Suge Knight. Now, and so he also starred the Tracy Morgan Show 2003 to 2004, and has hosted and been executive producer of hidden camera show Scare Tactics on Sci-Fi. I never watched that show. Did you ever watch it? Scare Tactics.
I'm not sure. I watched. I'm not 100% sure. That wasn't that show. It was another show where they made people do, like, gross stuff to compete against other people, but I don't recall seeing him. So I don't give me the line.
But one thing that's interesting about Morgan, one of the interviews that he took part in was with PBS in 2010, and I thought it was interesting his take on stardom. And Morgan referred to fame in this interview as, quote, the worst drug known to mankind, saying it led down the path of partying and hanging out, and it ultimately ended to the demise of his first marriage, which he was married to his high school sweetheart for 21 years, and they had 3 sons. And currently, now, he is engaged to model Megan Wolover, and they have a 11-month-old daughter. So, but he's had his share of challenges, health challenges, battling diabetes. He survived a kidney transplant in 2010.
Wow.
2012, I know, 2012. During the Sundance Film Festival, he collapsed after giving an award acceptance speech. And
he sounds like he needs to take better care of himself.
I know. They said he sought medical treatment. Interviewer that they sought he sought medical treatment for a combination of exhaustion and altitude. Now, I can totally understand that, because one of my stories was with the altitude situation and exhaustion. I don't know what it is, but every time I go to Las Vegas, I almost pass out.
Really? Maybe it's them all them lights.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes.
Oh,
we're still
sorry.
On. No, we're still jamming. No, I just did an abrupt laugh and then I stopped. I'm sorry.
Hello? I told you I was there from Las Vegas. I'm going to need my cousin to say,
I said it probably was some lights, man. I'm telling you, them lights probably had you out there like, ooh, we is hot. Like, where did he coming from? I don't even know.
And it's so hot. It's so hot, and you forget about it in Las Vegas because it's all the casinos, all the lights, and all the action that's going on. And then when you step through those doors, you forget, okay, this is the desert. So
yeah,
I can totally understand. But the Sundance Festival,
it didn't help me have diabetes either, though. I'm sorry.
I know, and a kidney transplant. Well, I knew about that, but. Well, he grew up in New York with a single mother with 4 other siblings, and he actually wrote an autobiography entitled I Am the New Black and it talks about his rise from the Tompkins Project, which is in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, and is his rise to the Saturday Night Live stage from 1996 to 2003. And he also, he lost his father to AIDS when he was 17. And
dang,
his
can you
father,
say a hard
yes,
night life? Goodness gracious, well, it's just like bad after bad.
Yeah, well, his father did teach him, though, the key to survival was to learn from his mistakes. But he was arrested twice for drunk driving and ordered to wear an ankle bracelet, an ankle monitoring device, I should say. And it took his son, who was a teenager at the time, to make him realize that he needed to sober up and change things around. And he does give the credit to his son for confronting him about it. And his drinking and, you know, just saving his life. So I think that's interesting.
I mean, it is. I mean, you never know what makes people do the right thing, which that's mm-hmm. good if you are willing to do it for your kids, you know what I'm saying? But it's just listening to his life, it's just like, dang, man, you done went through some shitty. You know what I'm saying? Like, you done been through some ups and some downs in his life. You know, and I just hope that he is strong enough to pull through, you know, this situation. And, yeah, gotta be, you know, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And it's something because, like I said, on one hand, you're up, you're performing, you're doing your craft in front of the audience, and here you are on your way back to wherever your stomping ground is, and just that quickly, doesn't matter, your life can change. So I'm sure once again, he will rebound again. So I hope that all is well. Yeah, he makes a swift, a full recovery, and he's able to go back to letting us know in a funny way that all is well. So.
Yes, yes. Keep the smiles coming, sir. Or the laughter coming, sir. So, yeah.
And it's something thinking about his tragic life. And then you go on to the story of August Alsina. Now, he's you want to take a breath before I start?
No. No. I'm just mentally prepared.
Okay.
But go ahead, I'm listening.
Right, so he's a New Orleans native. Now, this guy, he's young, but he's coming on the stage with so much controversy surrounding him. And my question, just from the start, is it worth it to come and have negative publicity or to continue just to work the ranks? And even if you're flying under the radar, once you get to a public platform where people know you, that they don't know you in a negative way. They only see the positive. So let me just mm-hmm. go on and just say what currently has happened. So he was given a performance in Arkansas, so in Little Rock, and during his performance, he decided that he was going to hop on his bodyguard's shoulders and go on and do a dive into the crowd. And as he toppled over to the audience, someone snatched his baseball cap from his head. And Austin Alsina shut it down immediately and threatened to hold the crowd hostage until his headwear was recovered. They cut the music. They turned on the lights. He swiftly cussed everybody out. Asked who got mm-hmm. my hat. You owe some G stuff. Don't play mm-hmm. with him. He got
that's crazy.
Up. Ain't nobody leaving out to be. And until he get his stuff.
laugh at. And
everybody
should have
rushed the stage.
Uh-huh.
Everybody should have just rushed the stage and started beating him down.
Well, he said it was going to be a riot up in there, and I guess people
well,
didn't
I'm just saying they got more. It's more of them than it is of him. So I'm just saying, like, don't be picking no fights you can't win. I'm saying, like, you crazy. I'm pretty sure unless you got a gun up in this bitch, you ain't winning no types of fights. But, you know, whatever.
I'm just like, so he cut the performance short. He didn't get his half back, and he promptly rolled out on the audience. But my whole point is, why in the world would you do a stage dive anyways? Come on. Two, they're saying that this particular hat, which had him upset, was allegedly a hat that he received from his brother, who unfortunately was killed. And August Alsina gives a lot of credit to his brother for, you know, just supporting him and becoming the artist that he is. And he has a lot of accolades over the last few months. Testimony debuted at number 2. He was one of 2 R&B singers on the XXL Freshman 2014 list.
Mm-hmm.
And he racked in 3 BET Award nominations. I mean, alongside the game, like veterans in the game, I should say, Kanye West and Jay-Z. But one thing that comes to mind is when he first was promoting his album, The Project, and he released it on April 15th in honor of his late brother, who, again, was unfortunately killed in New Orleans. Mm. He was actually gunned down in 2010. And he's saying that his brother inspired him to leave the street life behind and to make music his full-time hustle. Okay, so he does that, but when he's promoting the project, he was pictured in a noose hanging himself. And that was the testimony. It just doesn't make any sense. And it was a picture, again, of himself hanging from a noose, and it has a caption, "Rest in peace." I guess that's his brother's name. Forever miss, pound, hold you down for life.
Well, I mean, my thing is, he sounds like he's very emotional. And that, you know, like, granted, that may have been the reason he wanted his hat back. But, you know, these people don't know that hat mean that much to you. Why would you even wear it there if it meant that much to you? You know what I'm saying? Like, stop trying to, you know, when stuff means a lot to you, you want to keep it near and close. Like, granted, if you really like wearing that hat, I'd go buy one. You know what I'm saying? That's similar to it, but I leave the one that my brother gave me, you know, at home. I only wear it, like, when I'm not where people going to try to, you know, steal my stuff, you know, if they get the opportunity to. Because, you know, I mean, but he just, I don't know, he sounds like he got some emotional problems and he needs to stop acting out because somebody going to check him, you know, like, and they going to check him real soon, but he might be one of them crazy people that retaliate. That's the way he acting. Like, he got a rock on his shoulder. What's it called? He got like a bone to pick with somebody. Yeah, he mad about something.
A rock. He not a kid. A rock, a boulder.
You got to look, okay, you got the weight of the world on your shoulders, brother. Like, come on, breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out.
2021, nothing of that nature.
I guess, but calm down.
But for you to tell people, you're not going anywhere, everybody stay here, didn't he learn the lesson from O.J.? That is improper to tell people that they don't have the freedom to leave or to find space. Yes.
Not only that, crazy man, you know, finders keepers, losers weepers. You know, like, you shouldn't have brought the hat up in here. First off, you shouldn't have swan dived over into the audience. You know, like, I mean, you still, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, like, I mean, think about the stuff that you do before you do it. Don't try to blame people after you realize, hey, that probably wasn't my best idea. Whoever got your hat, not only that, if you're making threats, why am I going to give you the hat? What, you going to beat me down if I give it to you? You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
that's a good point.
You're right.
You know, yeah, you're in there making threats.
He would have made an example out of them, huh?
Yeah, like that would have been very embarrassing for somebody, you know, because, like, even if it was just a joke, it just went from joking to real serious real fast, and if I was one of those people, I would never go back to another one of his concerts. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't got to never worry about threatening to do nothing to me, because I won't be back in here. I didn't come here to get violated and threatened. I came to boogie. You know what I'm saying? Like, you tripping, sir. Like, I came in this bitch to have a good time, but I see you got some problems, and I ain't trying to be one of them, so exclude me on out, okay?
The invitation list. I wonder if they got their money back. You think they got
their money back? I would hope so, because that would be horrible if they didn't get their money back. You mean, depending on how far along the show is now, if he was only going to do one other song, then no, you got your money worth, okay? Especially if he was, like, the person finishing out the show. Or even if it was other people performing and he left, I still don't think they should have got it back unless they came specifically to see him. And unless it was just him holding down the show, I think they should have got their money back. But if it was other people, then no. You know, because sometimes I go to shows and I go, I'm there to see one person, but there's three other people on the lineup. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it just depends.
When do people start stage diving? I know they do it in heavy metal and rock concerts, but when do rappers start stage diving?
Girl.
What's he saying? Is that the new wave?
Look, let me tell you something.
next performance, oh, girl.
let me tell you something. I'm not going to jump all this. Into nothing, cause I ain't relying on nobody unless you a big strong person that can hold me up. I'm not putting my life in no risk jumping off no stage into no audience. That ain't gonna happen. You have to snatch me off that bitch. That probably wasn't the smartest. At least he didn't fall and hit the ground. But all I'm saying is, sir, get your attitude under control. You are becoming a menace, and people don't need that. You know what I'm saying? They don't need all that extra going on. So just chill out and have fun. Relax. You're young. You know what I'm saying? Stop being so angry at the world. That's all it is. You got to be angry. You snapping off on people on 106 and Park. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
you cursing out your fans. Like, you're going crazy.
Well,
he the one talking crazy about Trey Song. Like, you just ain't happy with nothing or nobody. So, I don't know, cuzzo. I don't know about this brother. He needs to seek some help, some anger management or something, cuzzo. No comment. That's as far as my commenting goes.
Well, so the moral of all of these stories and the similarities, what do you do when you become or you're an up-and-coming celebrity?
He needs to get some help. His record label need to get him a shrink. He obviously got some stuff he needs to talk about to somebody that's paid to listen. Because the stuff that he, you know what I'm saying, because the stuff that he's saying that he's doing is like, okay, yes, sir, like, you're doing too much. You know what I'm saying? Like, you sound like an angry-ass black man, and you sound like you got some problems that you need to shake. But ain't nobody going to be putting up with you throwing no temper tantrums. Okay, that ain't happening. You know, like, that's all it is. You know how I am, because I don't believe in no man throwing no temper tantrums. What the heck is wrong with you?
Get it together.
Yeah, you better go see. You better sit down when you get smacked down in this bitch.
Yeah.
I think
he
that's
ready
what happens when you grow up with brothers.
Right.
Well,
exactly.
He needs to humble himself. You know what I'm saying? Because the way he's going about stuff and the way he's doing things, like, that could be a turnoff. People might not want to work with you. I'm pretty sure that venue might not want to book him again. You know what I'm saying? Like, you making stuff bad for yourself. Like, just chill. Chill out. You know what I'm saying? Get the crazy out of your life. Like, granted, that might help you sell records on the one hand, but it's going to have to be some people that don't want to deal with you on the same token. So, you know, just be mindful of the bridges you burn out here.
Well, you want to go ahead and give some shout outs to yourself, speaking about performances and booking? What you got going on, Cuzzo?
Yes. Currently, what I got going on that I'm willing to talk about is, you know, when you up and coming artist, you can't say everybody events. You got to kind of play it by ear sometimes. So I don't spell, if I say I'm a beater, I'm a beater. But if I don't, you better not be. Like, it might be a juggle there, because if it don't make sense, I can't be on it. But anyways, no, I have a show coming up on the 14th, and I have one coming up on July, I believe it's the 11th. I know it's on a Saturday, but yes, Angela Starr, she is like somebody in St. Louis that puts together shows, and she's like a known person on like the poetry scene and stuff like that. So she invited me to come and be a part of her show, which I'm excited about. And on the 11th, Skittle, she's a local rapper in St. Louis, making moves. She invited me to be a part of her showcase. They're really, you know, really dope individuals, so I'm excited about it. But we about to get kicked off the air, cousin, so we might as well go on ahead and let them know that we will talk to them next week.
Yes.
You know, stay tuned. We're going to revamp the show a little bit because, you know, that's just what needs to be done. But anyways, yeah, that's all I wanted to say. Guys, have a great night. Until next time, thank you for tuning in. We are out of this Bia. Peace.
I gotta tell what I said. I gotta talk about my life as I see.
Welcome.
You just tuned into the
D-Hour
Show.
Minus 10.
And it is the biggie. It's your boy Journey Gray. I want you to settle in and experience some hip-hop.
I'm tapped dancing on the beat, Savion, Sammy Davis, Mad Cabbage packed in the Cadillac, smoking haze again. John Blazing, ghost writing, striking lightning. Call me Thor, control the flow, I'm Poseidon. When I'm writing, took the score of my life through the strife, found the Lord in the mic without a hype. Found freedom out, chasing the adrenaline, hoping I could spit again. One more song, open mics, I was killing them. Now you feel the power, the present is the gift and the time is the hour. Seducing seconds as they beckon for the second coming. I'm no messiah, but there's fire when I'm strumming. Vocal cords when I'm humming, like them bullets in the hundreds. In Chicago in the summer, from some youngins in the Hummer. I'm BB King with Adidas on, I'm complex. I'm Stephen King when the beat is on in context. You can consider me a killer in this trilogy. Slate, bring the realest on the show so you can feel it. We are a tribe leading new school scenarios. So listen close as we commute through your stereo.
This is Journey Brave, and you are now tuned in to the D-Hour Show.